League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Coming up on podcast 1379, the little VW e-up is officially back to satisfy all of your tiny EV dreams. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Also on Saturday's show, Volta Trucks raising money to get their vehicles to market. The BYD Atto is actually coming to Australia. And do you know Twisted, the name that's likes to do some funky things with Land Rovers? Well, now you can get an EV Defender. Stick around. Details of that and much more on the podcast today. Make sure you listen to the whole show if you love your EVs. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you're listening in the world, welcome to EV News Daily. Saturday, 19th of Feb. Today, my name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to, even at the weekends. Welcome to a new Patreon executive producer at $10 a month or more, Granton Smith. Granton, thank you so much. Your name's in the show notes. I'll be one of your names. Your name is one of the many I'll read out tomorrow on Sunday's show when we thank our Patreon supporters and read out your answers to question of the week. If you also get any value, like Granton does from this podcast, I would invite you to have a look at the Patreon page for like a posh coffee or two every month. You can do amazing things and support the work that we're doing here and spreading the word about EVs and fighting the fossils. We'll start with news you may not have heard about Nissan to build not one but two all-electric models at their Mississippi assembly plant. It's Nissan's Canton vehicle assembly plant, actually. It's in Mississippi. It's going to become their center for US EV production. Now, of course, that does include their Infiniti brand. So one Nissan, one Infiniti. They're spending $500 million to support the production of the new all-electric vehicles. And that production will actually start in 2025. But investment starts now, work starts now. They employ 5,000 people already there. They've built almost 5 million vehicles since 2003. The Ultima, the Frontier, the Titan all get made there, as that plant will also make electric vehicles, but not solely electric vehicles. Headline story now, and the little Volkswagen e-up is back. Did you miss the tiny EV? Well, if you want it in your driveway, once again, VW are putting it back on the market. They stopped taking orders for the e-up at the end of 2020. Now, delivery times at that time were up almost a year and a half, 16 months, actually. And so they decided to put a stop order on that and get through the backlog of orders. They've now caught up with the demand, though. And once again, the e-up is back in the online configurator, at least in Germany. According to AutoEvolution.com, the Style Plus trim, which is their most affordable battery electric vehicle VW sell, kicks off at almost 27,000 euros. Of course, reminder, here we add 20% sales tax on already. And so that is included if you're trying to do a little conversion. Add in, though, the €9,500 environmental premium, which is the subsidy, and the pricing goes down to about €17,000, about $19,500. But again, careful because of taxes. We add 20% to all of the prices. You can't list it without it. 82 horsepower, 32 kilowatt hours net in the battery, 160 miles with the wind behind you if you're also doing a bit of Fred Flintstone style pedaling. No, I joke. That's good for 250 kilometers on the WLTP cycle. Back in Germany now, it's going to roll out in other European markets too. Pricing will vary. And I just love seeing this car back on the market because, no, it's not the latest, greatest, you know, platform that the VW have. It's not the MEB platform, but still, it's a popular car. And you know what? If people want to buy it, then please sell it to them, if you possibly can, VW. Let's go now to China and BYD. And a new car from them is coming. It's going to challenge the Model 3. It's called the Seal, as in Kiss from a Rose. Yeah. BYD has a lot of different products on the market. And now we see several images in camouflage of the BYD Seal. And the spec sheet suggests that it could be a kind of Model 3 Challenger. 150 or 180 kilowatts of power with a single motors, 360 kilowatts of power for the dual motor, top speed of 180 kilometers an hour, according to the spec sheets here. And again, a very similar, I would say, silhouette, a very similar shape to something like the Tesla Model 3, just in terms of, by the look of it, the proportions, the length, and again, if they can bring it in at a price under the Tesla, BYD have a lot of fans in China. It could well be a really big seller, but it's all I know, and it's the first I've heard of the BYD Seal. Also the first I've heard of the BYD Atto, A-T-T-O, the Atto 3. That's a very real thing coming to Australia. The local distributor down under is EV Direct, and they've launched the first mass market EV from BYD in Australia. It's called the Atto 3. It's got a driveway price of $45,000. Two versions available at launch, 50 kilowatt hour battery version, and that's a base price of $44,000. And the 60 kilowatt hour version, $47,000. Again, the state incentives all vary. So, you know, from Tasmania, New South Wales and Queensland, those prices plus minus, I would say, about $1,000, depending on the state incentives. At a red carpet event last night in Sydney, the EV Direct CEO, Luke Todd, saying there was a $500 million finance deal with Taurus Motor Finance, offering in-house finance. So if you want to go direct to them to finance the car, it's 4.99%. That's $200 a week over 5 years. All transactions are online. Deliveries and servicing are via the MyCar service centre. So BYD aren't building out a service network. They're using the MyCar service centres that are around already. And EV Direct has the capability to produce 15,000 Atto 3s in the Aussie market, with the option to double it if the demand is there. According to whichcar.com.au, the Atto 3 is a front-wheel drive compact SUV. Think MG ZS EV. And you won't go far wrong in terms of what this vehicle looks like, but also the segment that it's competing in. The BYD Blade battery is in both versions of this. The 50 kilowatt hour version has a WLTP range of 320 kilometers. The 60 kilowatt hour version, 420. DC fast charging on both, 80 kilowatts. So not the fastest charging of car, but again, competitive with the MG. It does seem like real competition for the MG. It's got electric front seats, got a massive 12.8-inch media screen, and you can rotate it portrait to landscape view. Really good safety package, big sunroof, 8-speaker stereo, 1,300 litres of cargo space. This looks like a really compelling car in Australia for people who aren't badge snobs and don't mind driving a BYD, want a pure electric car, decent range, and you know what? A decent amount of them coming into Australia, especially if the demand is there. That could be 30,000 of them coming into the market. And this story really has, you know, sneaked up on me. I didn't see it coming. I hadn't heard of it before. And I'm absolutely delighted that my Australian listeners have another car to pick from. And by the sounds of it, something that is going to be reasonably available as well. If you'd like to place an order, have a look at EV Direct's website for more details. Staying in China, Dongfeng have a brand called Voyah. Now, they just announced their intention to move to the European market. The market launch is planned with the SUV in Norway. The model is called the Free, with other countries and models to follow later, says electrive.com. Sales of the Free are starting in June in Norway. First European deliveries planned for the fourth quarter of 2022. So Norwegian listeners will get the Voyah Free by the end of the year. They're going to build their first Voyah showroom outside of China in the center of Oslo. Now, what is the Voya Free in terms of what segment it sits in? Well, the Voya Free is a 4.9-metre long all-electric SUV, three drive options. There's a rear-wheel drive version. There's an all-wheel drive version that will produce 510 kilowatts of power and use an 88 kilowatt-hour battery. All of those specs are just about right. The right size battery, the right size power, and it depends on pricing. Now, watching some of Bjørn Nyland's videos recently from Norway, I'm surprised how often he says, oh, you know, here comes a Neo. You know, the Neo SUV will come past him on the motorway when he's doing his videos, his range tests, etc. in Norway. And so, although I've not been there since the Chinese cars went on sale, it's been a couple of years since I was in Norway, to be honest, and even then, we didn't do kind of the main areas. We did the fjords. Stavanger, which I think is a pretty large area, was just full of Nissan Leafs and electric cars. But then as we ventured further out and didn't see so many, but I'd like to go back to Norway as soon as possible and see what it's like, you know, a couple of years later since we were last there, and how many of those Chinese cars are on the road and the kind of people that are buying them and what people think of them as well. If that's you, hey, maybe if you're one of my Norwegian listeners and you've seen lots of these Chinese cars flying around, maybe you drive one, maybe you bought one. I'd really love to hear from you if that's the case. My address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Coming soon, we'll talk about electric boating and an amazing stat. You can write this one down. I'll give you this one for free, and you can use it on everyone you know who's an EV doubter. That is on the way. Stick around.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now, have you heard of the name Twisted, the renowned Defender restorers, Land Rover Defender? They're customizers as well. The company's called Twisted. They now offer a full electric version of the iconic Land Rover. It is created in response to demand from customers that wanted a zero emissions version of the Twisted Land Rover. You can either get the 90, the 110, or the 130 version of the Defender body. So that is just a classic shape of that Land Rover. 61 or 81 kilowatt hour battery. So 268 horsepower and 885 pound feet of torque. This thing is going to tow a cruise liner. The smaller battery, 140 miles, big battery, 180 miles, says carmagazine.co.uk. There's been special attention, they say, paid to the battery thermal management, heating and cooling, so it works in extreme conditions. It'll weigh at 900 millimetres. And pricing starts at, brace yourself, £225,000 before VAT. What on earth are they doing listing the price without VAT? Really, only businesses do that. If you're buying, I don't know, office furniture or something, you know, or you're down at Screwfix or something buying trade stuff. So anyway, that's the price without VAT. Maybe they just thought, what the heck, it can't, you know, let's keep it as low as possible in people's perception. It doesn't matter. If you're spending £250,000 on a converted Land Rover 90 or 110, I mean, heck, you are living your best life, may I say, if you're in the market for buying one of these. And while you're getting yourself a £225,000 plus VAT Land Rover Twisted Defender conversion, grab yourself an electric boat as well. Florida's Ingenuity company has followed up on their first EV boat. It was a rowdy electric boat called the Super Air Nautique. It was a multi-sport boat, and it was crazy and fast and brash and didn't run more than a couple of hours on electric power. Now they've made a day boat, and they've put their eDrive hardware below the waterline, and this is a triple lounge deck day boat for 10 or 11 people. If you're on the Florida waterways, you can enjoy this boat with a little bit of peace and quiet. 126 kilowatt hour battery pack. It carries more capacity than their first effort, and it's tuned for full day cruising. So it'll go out on the water for 14 hours, unless you punch it. Like if you do go flat out, it'll do 26 knots or 48 kilometers an hour. But even then, it's got a big old battery, which will recharge in about an hour and a half on, if you can find, they say, an 80 kilowatt supercharger. That implies a really good charge curve on this as well. Don't know what batteries or technology they're using or even how they've packaged it, because obviously, you know, batteries, water, etc., not ideal. So, of course, that battery pack is going to be fully sealed to within an inch of its life. But I'd like to know more about how that's done, what packs they're using, what batteries, the chemistry, etc., etc., just to sort of nerd out a little bit and get more details on it. But all I could find out about it is that the world premiere happened this week at the Miami International Boat Show. And you can pre-order that now if you want to go electric day boating in Florida or anywhere, really, I suppose, for just $235,000. So like I say, grab yourself the Land Rover and the boat and just be done with it. Now, here's a stat that I love. Keep this one in your locker. Wheel it out next time you see somebody on social media complain about EVs and they're not popular or whatever. I'll give you this one for free. More electric cars are sold every week now than in all of 2012. Let me explain. In 2012, the nascent EV market was gaining momentum. Global sales of 130,000 cars in the year 2012. Now, 130,000 cars are sold every week around the world, which are full electric. While the market for petrol and diesel is going down, EV demand continues to rise, says the World Economic Forum. So a pretty good source for this stat. EV sales more than doubling on the year last year to 6.6 million, 9% of the global market. And there are now 16 million EVs on the roads, pure electric cars on the roads around the world, according to estimates. Not a definite figure, but we think we're pretty close, with 16 million electric vehicles on the world's roads, and more EVs, pure EVs, sold every single week now than all of 2012 combined. Okay, last story, and this is really a story about Japan and how proud they are of their domestic car industry. 9 out of 10 cars sold in Japan are domestic. I had no idea it was so high. I mean, it kind of blows my mind it's so high. 9/10 of the 5 million cars sold annually in Japan, and 5 million is not the biggest car market in the world, but it's reasonably sized, are domestic. That means 9 out of 10 cars, new cars sold in Japan, are the likes of Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and more domestic car companies. But while overall car sales in Japan went down 3.2% last year, sales of foreign models are on the way up and increasing. Imports of battery EVs jumping to a new record in Japan, according to the Japan Automobile Importers Association, says a Reuters report. Analysts estimate around half of those were Teslas. Volkswagen is one of the foreign makers that will see a big battery EV opening in Japan, as more and more Japanese car buyers want to drive EVs. But unfortunately, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan don't offer a big enough selection to satisfy many people's different needs. And so more Japanese buyers are shunning domestic brands because they want to buy EVs, but they're not able to get them from the companies they want to. So they're happily going to imported brands. Tesla doing really well, but the others as well. Even if you look at the South Koreans, the likes of Hyundai, they left the Japanese market because of poor sales. They're making a return as well, because why? People want to buy their EVs. I wonder how quickly the Japanese market will change, and maybe that will push Toyota, etc., into making, I don't know, battery electric vehicles in a reasonable number, not just compliance cars or the odd token EV. Hey, that could be the catalyst. You just don't know what the wake-up call is going to be for a company like Toyota. You hope they do get the wake-up call before it's too late. Now, question of the week with eMobilityNorway.com, talking about how you might value performance in an EV. Is it like the main thing you look for or not? We'll answer your question on Sunday's show. My address for everything is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thanks to our premium partners of the podcast, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and eMobilityNorway.com. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.